Okay, dear students, welcome again. After completing the chapter number 4, that is income from salary, now we are moving out to the next head of income, in which we are going to study that how we calculate the taxable income from house property for an individual. So are you ready? I want the same support which I got in the previous session. So are you ready once again? Give me a sweet smile. Thank you very much. Chalo then, we'll start with the computation of income from house property. Ready? Okay. So computation of income from house property. When I say computation of income from house property, when I use the word house property gives two kinds of income. When you are computing the income from house property, we are dealing with two types of income. One in which the house is self-occupied, and second, the house which is let out property. One is self-occupied and second one is let out property. So when I say self-occupied, what does it mean? It means that the property which is owned by an individual, in that property, the owner himself is staying and he is using that flat or the property for his own self purpose. So in that situation, that is called income from self-occupied property, right? If that same property is let out for a rental basis, on a rental basis to someone else, then that income computation will be called as income from let out property. So in this, with this bifurcation, we can make out that there are two types of computation of income from house property. That means there are two proforma for income from computation of house property. So one proforma is for self-occupied property and another proforma is for let out property or deemed to be let out property, deemed to be let out property. Now, self-occupied property, you understood that the property in which you, the owner himself is staying or using it for his own purposes, right? That is called self-occupied property. Okay, what is let out property? That is also, you are very much clear that let out property means the property which is let out by the owner of the property to someone else on a rental basis, fixed rental basis every month. That is let out property. What do you mean by deemed to be let out property? See, deemed to be let out property is what, you know, suppose you have two properties and the owner of that two properties, Mr. Ajay Mishra, he is the owner of that property. Now, both the properties used by Mr. Ajay Mishra, one property is 2 BHK and another property is 4 BHK. One property which is 2 BHK is in the second floor and another property which is 4 BHK in the fourth floor. Right? But both the properties, since they have joint family, both the properties are used by them. But as per the income tax rule, a person can show one property as self-occupied property in one owner's name. If he has two different property and two different properties are registered in one person's name, in that situation, though it is used by the owner for himself only, for the self purpose only, but income tax department says that, income tax reforms or income tax provision says that, rule says that you can show one property as let out and one property as self-occupied. So it is up to us, the individual who is going, the SSE, who will have to decide which property he has to show as self-occupied and which property he has to show as let out. That is called deemed to be let out. So obviously the property where the rental income will be the estimated rental income is more, I'll show that property as self-occupied because I have to save my tax, right? Similarly, the property on which rental income is very less, that I will show, though it is not let out, but I will show as deemed to be let out property. Now you understood the concept of self-occupied property, let out property and deemed to be let out property. So the proforma for deemed to be let out property and let out property will be the same, but self-occupied property ka proforma will be different. I hope till here you are very much clear. So we have two pro formas separately. So that means computation, when we are talking about computation of income from house property, we have to bifurcate the property into two category. One, self-occupied property. Second one, let out / deemed to be let out property. Understood? Deemed to be let out property. Deemed to be let out property. Let out property. Deemed to be let out property. You understood? Right? Chalo. Let us now study the pro forma of self-occupied property. Okay. Now, self-occupied property, I'll make a pro forma for you. In self-occupied property, this is SOP. Self-occupied property. SOP means self-occupied property, the property in which you are staying yourself in that property. The owner is using that property for his self personal use. ठीक है? अच्छा, now in the self-occupied property, are you going to get any income? Are you going to get any income? The answer is yes. Very good. Very good, my dear. The answer is yes, sir. We are not going to get any income. Right? We are not going to get any income. That is your correct answer. Very good. Thank you for the instant reply. That when I asked you that in the self-occupied property, are you going to earn any income? No, sir. We are not going to earn any income. So in this pro forma, the gross annual value, which is in short called as GAV, is nil. The gross annual value is nil. The gross annual value is nil. Why? Because we are not going to earn any income from that property, sir. But there are lots of expense on that property. Every month you are paying repairs and maintenance. You might be paying insurance premium for that. You might have paid ground rent for that. You might have paid land revenue for that. There are various problems. You might have paid water charges, municipal tax, property tax. Municipal tax and property tax is the same. You might have paid water charges, repairs charges, maintenance charges, then various other expenses you are incurring on that property. So in income tax, if you are showing the income, you are allowed to show these expenses. But when the income is not there, definitely the income tax department will not allow you to deduct these expenses, because they are telling, see, the income is zero, you cannot show this expense. But I am paying the expense. I am paying every month the maintenance charges. I am paying every month the water charges. I am paying every month the electricity charges. I am paying every month the installment of the house property, loan of the house property taken. So in that, every month I am paying interest for that. So, sir, what about that expense? That expense you will not get. So, when the people started asking to the income tax department that we should get something, so income tax, in their provision, in the mechanism, in the structure of income tax, they allowed one expense as deduction. You cannot deduct all the expense, whether you have paid many expense, municipal tax, electricity charges, water tax, repairs and maintenance, insurance premium, interest on loan. You might have paid many expenses, but out of that expenses, the income tax structure, the income tax department or the income tax provision is allowing to deduct from this income or from self-occupied only one expense, that is interest on loan taken for house property. And that deduction is under section deduction under section 24. Deduction under section 24. Deduction under section 24. So in this deduction, in this section, you are allowed to deduct from the gross annual value only one component, that is interest on loan for house property. Interest on loan for house property. So whatever interest you have paid, suppose you might have paid in the whole year, you might have paid 40,000, you might have paid 80,000, you might have paid 2 lakh interest, depending upon the loan amount. If you have taken more loan, definitely the yearly interest will be more. But since it is a self-occupied property and since there is no income earned from this property, still the income tax provision is allowing it to deduct one expense from that income so that you will show a loss in your returns. Because in the returns, if you are showing loss, it is a benefit, it will be benefiting for the SSE because he has to pay less tax. So here in the returns, every individual try to show more and more loss. Rest everywhere, we want to show more and more profit. We want to earn more and more profit. But here, this is the only place, this is the only one area where everyone wants to show less income and more loss. In practical, when you are doing business, you want to show more and more income and profit. Right? You want to earn more and more income and profit. Whereas here, and less loss, right? But here, in this area, in tax return filing case, you are trying to show more and more loss so that it will help you to reduce the tax. Okay, so one component is allowed as deduction, but there is some restriction in that. Because either the amount paid by you as interest or the max limit. Max limit. Now that max limit has two categories. So whichever is lower, either the interest paid by you or the max limit. Now what is that max limit? I'll tell you. But you understand first, you are allowed to deduct one component, that is one expense, that is interest on loan. Other expenses, though you are paying other expenses, you are paying municipal tax every month, you are paying maintenance every month, you are paying repairs and maintenance fund every month, you are paying for insurance premium, ground rent, electricity charges, water charges, you are paying lots of things for your property, in relation to your property. But that all expenses are not allowed as deduction. Why? Because you are not showing any income. And from this property, there is no income. So income tax provision does not allow you to deduct any expense. But still, for your benefit, they allowed us one component to be deducted from the income, and that will make your income negative, that is interest on loan. And that, in that also there is a limitation, max limit. Now what is that max limit? I'll tell you. But interest paid by you and the max limit, whichever is lower, will be allowed as deduction outside. Will be allowed as deduction, and nil minus the interest, that will give you a loss. This is loss on house property. Loss on house property, HP. Loss on house property. Now, what is that max limit, sir? See, for max limit, there are two cases. Case 1 and case 2. If the loan taken by you is before, if the loan taken by you is before 1st April 2000, if the loan taken by you is before 1st April 2000, if the loan taken by the SSE for the house property repair, for the purchase, for construction, okay? If it is taken before 1st April 2000, then the max limit figure is 30,000. Then the max limit figure is 30,000. And if the loan is taken on and after 1st April 2000, then the max limit of interest is 2 lakhs. That means in the max limit, either you have to take 30,000 or 2 lakhs. That depends on the case. So interest paid by you, suppose your interest paid by you is 40,000 and you have taken the loan before 1st April 2000. So in that case, the max limit will be 40,000 will be compared with 30,000. So 40 or 30, whichever is less. So in the outer column, you are allowed as only 30,000 deduction. Though you have paid 40, but since the loan is taken before 1st April, so the deduction amount will be 30,000. Whereas if the loan is taken after 1st April 2000 or on 1st April 2000, then in that case, though you paid 80,000 interest, though your max limit is 2 lakhs, so 80,000 or 2 lakhs, whichever is lower, in that situation, 80,000 will be full amount of interest you will get as a deduction. Is that clear? So this is the pro forma for self-occupied property. So maximum interest claimed by you can be either 30,000 means you by claim by you means the SSC who is filing the return for income from house property. So in that case, he can maximum interest claim will be 30,000 amount if the loan is taken before 1st April 2000. That is the reason those who have taken loan before 1st April 2000, they will, you know, balance transfer to another bank after 2000. Why? Because they will get more amount, more area, they can charge, they can deduct more amount. Though they are paying 1 lakh rupees interest, but since the loan is taken before 1st April 2000, they are allowed only 30,000 deduction. So I'm paying 1 lakh, but I'm not allowed to show 1 lakh as an expense, but I'm allowed to show only 30,000 because whichever is less. But if the loan is taken after 1st April 2000, then that person will can claim interest up to maximum limit of 2 lakhs. If he is paying 2,50,000 interest, but he cannot claim 2,50,000, he can claim maximum 2 lakhs. Okay, so this is the pro forma for income from house property. So what you have to learn, what you have to keep in mind in this self-occupied, in self-occupied property, the owner himself is using the house property. He is not giving that property to anyone on a rental basis. He himself is staying there. So in that situation, you are not going to get any income out of that. But you are paying lots of expense every month on that property. So you want that expense should be deducted from the income, but income tax provision does not allow you to deduct all the expense. Then also you have got a chance to, whether you got permitted to deduct one expense, one component, that is interest on loan taken for house property construction, repair, purchase, not for marriage purpose. Okay, the loan should be for purchase of house property, for repair of house property or construction of house property. Is that clear? If the loan is taken for the house property itself, then only you can claim the interest, and that too, there is a limit. If loan, there are two limits, either 30,000 limit or 2 lakh, that you have to decide. If the loan taken by the SSC is after 1st April 2000, he can claim maximum 2 lakh interest. If it is before 1st April 2000, he can claim only 30,000 maximum. So amount paid as interest or 30,000, whichever is less. Second case, amount paid or 2 lakhs, whichever is less, is allowed as deduction. And that will reduce your house self-occupied property to negative. Therefore, in self-occupied property, either the income will be zero or there will be a loss. Till that time you are paying the interest. Okay, I hope you understood. Now we'll move on to the second pro forma, that is income from house property on a let out basis. So I am showing you, so let out property, see name itself, let out property, definitely income will be there, right? So in that situation, very first thing you have to calculate the gross annual value. I'm not writing the full form, I'm writing only the short form, gross annual value. So you have to calculate this gross annual value. There is a process of calculating this gross annual value that I will show you. First I'll complete the pro forma and then I will show you the process of calculating the gross annual value, how the gross annual value is calculated and then shown in the income tax computation of income. Okay. Acha, to this gross annual value, you have to add one more thing, arrears of rent. Arrears of rent. What is it? What do you mean by arrears of rent? After arrears of rent, what do you mean by that? See, previous year, the owner is staying in the property, in your property, but he was not in a position or he is not in the town. He has gone out for his job for 2 months out of station. So for 2 months, I have not received his rent, the check. He can Google Pay nowadays, NEFT ho sakta hai, Google Pay ho sakta hai. But he might be in some trouble. That is the reason he might have not paid the rent. So that is arrear in the last year. So this year he paid this year's rent plus the arrears of the previous year. So that arrears of rent will get added here in the gross annual value. Okay, gross annual value you have to calculate. That's the reason I'm putting here a star mark. That I have to show. I will put in here a star mark that I will show you. Okay, after completing the pro forma. So, gross annual value you have to calculate. The process is there. There is a fixed process By that process only, you will calculate the gross rental value and write it here. Okay, and to that gross rental value, you have to add arrears of rent. If last year's rent you have received or 2-3 years back ka rent, a tenant who has was staying there 2-3 years back, now he left. Now he may be there, he may not be there, but that rent was pending. He came to me and he gave me that rent. Okay, that is arrears of rent. Any case, means the previous year rent or 2 years back, one of the owner has not given me. He has requested me to wait for some period he is going to pay. So I waited. After 1 year or 2 year, he came and he gave me the rent. So that is arrears of rent that will get added here. Okay, that gives me the total value. Acha, from this total value, now I remember the statement made by the income tax. What? If you are showing the income, you are allowed to show the expense. But if you are not showing the income, we are not allowing you to deduct all the expense. Municipal tax, this tax, water charges, electricity charges. Now I am showing the income. That means I am allowed to deduct all the expense. Yes. So the very first expense you are allowed to deduct is the municipal tax. The very first expense you are allowed to deduct is the municipal tax. So from the total value, the very first component which is deducted is the municipal tax. And that too, there is a condition. You can deduct the municipal tax only if it is paid and borne by owner. Borne by owner. It is paid and borne by the owner. Borne by the owner. Paid and borne by the owner. It should not be outstanding. This year's property tax, municipal tax or property tax, tax on property, local tax, these are the different names, but it is the property tax. Okay. If that property tax of this year, 1st April 2021 to 31st March 2023, if that tax, property tax is paid by the owner, not collected from the tenant, in that situation, your property tax will be allowed as deduction. So that will be deducted, and after deduction, the value which you will get is called net annual value. What you call NAV? I will call it as NAV. What I will call NAV? Net annual value. Okay. So see how till here we reached. Now please revise it. Gross annual value. What is gross annual value? The total amount of rent which is earned from this property. For that calculation, there is a process that I'll explain. That's the reason I have put star mark here. See there, I put a star mark. Right. So gross annual value, I have to calculate. To that gross, after calculation, you will write the gross annual value, right? And to that, if there is arrears of rent you received this year, that you have to add. After adding that, you'll get the total value. After adding that, you'll get the total value. From that total value, you remember, income tax has said, if you are showing income, you are allowed to show all the expense as deduction. You are allowed to deduct all the expense on that property from that income. So the very first expense which I deduct from that total income is the municipal tax. But there is a condition for showing the municipal tax. There is a condition for showing the municipal tax. What is that condition? That you can only show the municipal tax deduct from the gross annual value only when if it is paid and borne by the owner, not from the tenant. The owner should not collect that money from the tenant and paid. If it is like that, then you are not allowed as per the rule. But you know, people may be taking from the tenant and might be paying it by them. But who knows? Income tax department does not come to know about that, right? So, but the condition is what? Municipal tax will be deducted if it is paid, not outstanding. Baki hai, deduct nahi hoga. So, if it is paid and borne by the owner, it is deducted. Okay, so the very first thing which is deducted, allowed to deduct is municipal tax. Now, every owner is showing, sir, I have paid maintenance, sir, I have paid insurance, sir, I have paid water charges, sir, I have paid electricity, I have paid repairs, I have paid that, this. So income tax said, bhai, you go home. I don't want the proof that you have paid this expense. You go home. I will decide what is the amount of deduction. So for all the expense, I will not ask you the proof whether you have paid or not. For on behalf of all the expense, the income tax provision is giving you a full-fledged deduction. That deduction comes under deduction under section 24. So house property ka deduction comes under deduction 24, section 24. So in that, whether you have paid whether you have paid maintenance, repairs, land revenue, insurance, ground rent, annual charges regarding the property, whatever expense you pay, I will not ask, the income tax will not ask you the proof. It will straight away, on behalf of all the expense, it will straight away give 30% deduction. 30% of what? NAV. So standard deduction, that is called standard deduction, which is 30% of NAV. 30% of NAV. One. And one more item they will allow you to, that is interest. That is interest on house property. Interest on house property. Acha, here, since you are showing the income, na, so here there is no limit, 30 and 2 lakhs ka limit. If you have paid interest 50,000, you'll get deduction straight away 50,000. If you have paid 1 lakh rupees ka interest, you will straight away get 1 lakh rupees ka deduction. If you have paid 3 lakh rupees ka interest on loan for house property, you will get straight away 3 lakh because you have shown the income. If you have shown the income, there is no benchmark for the interest. Benchmark for the interest is there in the self-occupied property. So getting the total of these two deduction, one is standard deduction, which is 30% of NAV, which is 30% of NAV. One is standard deduction, which is 30% of NAV, and the second one is interest on house property loan. So this two amount total will come outside, and from the income, if you deduct, this is your income from let out property. Income from let out property. I hope the pro forma is clear now. Okay, I have to show you how to calculate the gross annual value. So in house property ka calculation, the pro forma says that first you calculate gross annual value that we are going to learn. Okay, to that gross annual value, see that whether you have any arrears of rent received this year of the previous year. If yes, add it. You'll get the total rent. Acha, from that, the very first amount of expense which is deducted is municipal tax. But there is some condition. What? That municipal tax will be allowed as deduction only if it is paid and borne by the owner. B-O-R-N-E. Borne by the owner. Then if it is paid and borne by the owner, you are allowed to deduct from the income. If not paid, you are not allowed. So sir, then when that income... If this year's municipal tax you paid next year, then in the next year you can claim that, though it is for last year, that is okay. Municipal tax is deducted only when it is paid. So they don't see for which year you are paying. It will get deducted only when you pay. Is that clear? Okay, acha. So you deduct from the total rent, you deduct the municipal tax, you'll get net annual value. From that net annual value, now you get a chance to deduct all your expense. So not you are not supposed to bother about deducting all the expense one by one. Government means income tax provision made it clear that for all the expense, I don't want any proof, but for all the expense, on behalf of all the expense, I'll allow you 30% of the NAV as standard deduction. So we are very happy. 30%, whatever rent you have earned, out of that 30% is allowed as deduction in the name of all expense, and that is termed as standard deduction. So standard deduction is 30%. And along with that, one more expense you are allowed as deduction, that is interest on loan for house property. So here, interest on loan, there is no benchmark. In the house property, there is a benchmark. So whatever interest you paid, total it, that will be charged as. So total of standard deduction and interest will be coming in the outer column, and from the net NAV, if you deduct this deduction, you'll get the let out property, income from let out property. I hope the pro forma is clear. Now we are moving on to the second, the calculation of GAV.